You know, there are some segments and some interview spots you're looking forward to, and some that you just cannot wait to roll around. And I'm talking about our NRL chat with our producer Rob. Now, he's a good producer.
Morning, Mark.
Morning, mate. You sort of line up the interviews while I'm in here doing
sure thing,
making dancing.
You look good.
But you also come on to tell us how we should be, you know, putting our 2 cents worth on the tipping for NRL this year. How'd you go last week, mate?
That's the theory. Didn't have the best of weeks last week.
How did you go last week, mate?
Heading into the last game of the round, I was 0 from 7, but I managed to redeem myself with 1 from 8.
That's not a very good round, I'm afraid. No, not happy about that.
How did you go, Mark?
I got at least 5.
Well, good for you.
I'm happy with that. And I know very little about rugby league comparative to what you tell me. So
what I like to seem, I know.
So at least I'm in front of you. I went up to 242nd in the ladder. Where did you go?
I think I'm about 490.
Strange, we only have 385 people in the comp. That's how bad you went.
Moving on.
Moving on. This week's games. What do you got for us?
Kicking off tonight, we've got Brisbane and Penrith. Penrith are in a bit of a slump at the moment. Brisbane got a lucky win, controversial circumstances, but playing at Suncorp tonight, it's hard to go past the Broncos.
We've got the Bunnies and Manly.
Yeah, they only played each other a couple of weeks ago, actually, down at Lottoland. Both sides coming in some good form at the moment. Really impressed with Manly. They were able to grind out a win against the Raiders. No one expected that of them, so playing at Allianz Stadium, go with Manly.
Now, there is a bit of a fly in the ointment for the next game because Jonathan Thurston may return from injury for the Cowboys.
Yes, he's missed the last couple of weeks. Had a, I think it was a leg injury against the Tigers. But they're coming up against Parramatta up in North Queensland. Whether he plays or not, I don't think it's going to have that much of a bearing on the contest because I think the Cowboys are just playing too good at the moment.
And you will probably go the Knights versus the Titans?
I'd love to go the Knights, but I just think the Titans, they were able to knock over the Sharks last week. So Titans at home, a bit too good for the Knights.
You've put this next game down as your game to watch, the Bulldogs and the Raiders.
Yeah, they're both sides, they're having a bit of up and down seasons. They're both win-loss, around the same at the moment. I think we'll have plenty of points and some really entertaining tries scored over the weekend, but at ANZ Stadium, the Raiders will be looking to bounce back and go for the Raiders.
And the Tigers and Sharks?
Yeah, Tigers. They got the win against your Bulldogs in the dying stages.
I watched that game. I couldn't believe with a few moments to go, what, 3 tackles down and they kicked.
Yeah, it was a strange decision. But coming against the Sharks, who are looking to bounce back from their shock loss at Leichhardt Oval, I think the Sharks will just be too good.
It had all the hallmarks of, you may remember, quite a few years ago, was Terry Lamb
kicking a field goal.
Kicked a field goal for the Bulldogs.
Down
by 2 points, he kicked. So maybe he was trading them that week.
A great moment in rugby league.
It was a moment. Not sure how great it was. Warriors and the Roosters.
Yeah, well, Roosters, fantastic job to get the win over the Dragons on Anzac Day. Warriors pushed Melbourne right to the very end, and I think playing in New Zealand, look for the Warriors to get the win.
And a couple of teams that are looking pretty good, Dragons and the Storm.
Yeah, well, had Gareth Widdop not been gone down on Anzac Day with a torn hamstring, set to miss the next 6 weeks, this would have been probably the game of the season so far. But even though with Widdop out, the Dragons will be competitive, but I think Melbourne are just going to be too good. They're just such a good side, and when you think that they're done, they just keep finding a way to win.
Mate, we'll see how you go next week. Of course, if you're following along at home, my suggestion would be to write down Rob's tips.
And do the opposite.
Do whatever the opposite of that is, and you'll get at least 6, I reckon. Thanks, mate. We'll talk to you next week.
Catch you next week, mate.
Hopefully.